Tim Demlin is Director of Producer Services for the Ohio Dairy Producers. And Tim, what started off as a rumbling here and there has quickly become a big issue for producers to manage, and that's this issue of raw milk. You were at the House of Representatives earlier this week testifying before the committee dealing with a House bill that would basically legalize the sale of raw milk in given situations. Kind of explain to us the legislation that's on the table, and then talk to us about your testimony on behalf of dairy producers.
Well, thank you, Andy. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today and talk about this issue, which at first seems like a rather simple and innocent issue, but when you really delve into it, there's some really frightening and scary things that jump out at you. And you know, it kind of revolves around the whole frame of the organic and the natural foods movement. And you know, one natural consideration is, what's more natural than raw milk coming directly from cows? But what throughout the dairy industry have worked so hard throughout the years is developed a system and a process which eliminates and reduces risk as much as possible to the human health sector of the population, because it next to blood, raw milk is the best media for bacterial and pathogenic growth. So, you know, we have to go back to lessons that were learned 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, and remember that raw milk is inherently dangerous and may contain a whole host of pathogens.
And with that being said, this current push to get more folks drinking raw milk is pretty tough, because, like you say, you have to balance the message that we've done so well for years of promoting milk, but now helping people understand that there's a reason that our milk supply is safe. Kind of expound on that a little more for us.
The dairy industry is the most, in my opinion, the most regulated industry there is, you know, from on-farm inspections and testing. You know, every load of milk is tested before it's unloaded at dairy plants, and then dairy plants go through. We have this wonderful document that everybody loves to quote, called the Pasteurized Milk Ordinance, or the Bible, if you will, to the pasteurized milk industry, that goes through these steps which reduce the risk of foodborne illness to the human health community. And scientists and health officials unanimous agreement say that, you know, pasteurization is basically the kingpin of our food safety system. And what we have is a lot of people that either don't understand that or think that it is actually causing a problem where there's no real scientific evidence to support that. The main thing that I guess we're really worried about, or what we see, is that the sale or distribution of raw milk directly to consumers, that we don't want that to be allowed, because it creates a whole multidimensional risk to consumers, to the public, to dairy producers, and to the entire dairy industry.
And a lot of the question here is who should be able to consume raw milk, and to a large extent there are folks currently allowed to consume raw milk. Explain to us what the current regulations are in that regard.
Well, when you're actually looking through it, I always thought there was a waiver or something in the current legislation or rule process, but really there's nothing in there that says anybody should be able to drink it. I guess what has happened is the Department of Agriculture, using common sense, has basically refrained from enforcing that from dairy producers who, you know, raise or are actively involved in the operation. But the thing that's called that into question recently is the development of cow share or herd share arrangements, which are a way to try to get around that stipulation of drinking your own milk and all that. And you know, to some extent, I understand the desire to do that. I myself was raised on raw milk, and I didn't have any obvious problems. It didn't, I still had cavities and had upset stomachs and things like that. So it wasn't a curative thing like a lot of people are claiming it to be. But as you look at the research and things throughout the industry, I think we have at least 5 points that we say, that you have to consider when you're drinking raw milk. First, we see that raw milk consumption increases health risks of the consuming public. It also increases the prevalence of foodborne illness outbreaks are associated with raw milk, and that consumption will greatly increase the cost of health care and emergency response services. And also, that we're worried about negative publicity from foodborne illness outbreaks. If any outbreak is traced to a dairy product, we feel it can significantly alter the price and competitiveness of the entire dairy industry. And then fourthly, I think we think on-farm raw milk sales will increase the ease of unrestricted access to raw milk bulk tanks and cows' feed storage areas, which have already been identified as the number one security weakness on dairy farms to spreading of foreign animal disease and threats of terrorism. And lastly, we think that it will increase the prevalence of foodborne illnesses associated with raw milk, and that will impact the ability of dairy industry to continue its current growth and to maintain its large economic contribution to the state of Ohio.
Tim Dimlin is Director of Producer Services for Ohio Dairy Producers. If you want to learn more about the Ohio Dairy Producers, you can visit ohiodairyproducers.org.